Now, we all have different ways of boosting our own performance, and noise plays a big role in affecting our performance in everyday situations and tasks that can be for better or for worse. Now, to discuss the impact that noise has on our performance, we are this morning joined by Dr. Onno van de Groen. He is a research fellow in the School of Medical and Health Sciences at Edith Cowan Universities. Onno, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Now, how does background noise affect our performance? What impact does it have?
So I guess let me first explain what noise is. Because when people think about noise, they usually think about sounds or like background sounds. But noise can also be any random interference. So for example, if you watch television and your TV is not tuned in, you might see this static, like a snow-like effect. So that's also a type of noise.
Mm.
And usually you think, so if you have lots of this static, then you can't see your screen anymore. And then, of course, you can't watch your favorite TV show.
Yeah.
But just a little bit of this noise can actually improve the signal. So imagine you're at a concert and you're looking for your friend, but your friend is relatively small compared to all the other people. So then you're not able to see her. But as soon as she steps on a step or a stool, she pops up above all the other people and then you can see her. So it's the same principle applies with noise. So you can compare the noise to the step. So it boosts the signal.
Wow. So it boosts how we're interpreting everything, I guess, is a way of putting it.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And then, so sometimes you're not aware of something, and then with a little bit of noise, you're able to become aware of this.
That is so wild. So, because I always thought of noise as quite distracting, and I guess a lot of people have that misconception about it. Are our other senses impacted by noise?
Yeah, so because of this enhancement of the signal, so there have been studies, for example, where they looked at balance. So balance in elderly people or balance in people who have balance problems. So people with stroke, for example.
Hmm.
Where they showed that just adding a little bit of noise to the feet with some vibratory input, it can significantly improve the balance performance.
Gosh.
So in this way, it might be a good way of reducing the risk of falls, especially in elderly people and people who have balance performance.
Is this is this across the board for everybody, or do some people react a little bit better than others? I know some people prefer noisy environments to quiet ones.
So it is across the board, but I guess the effects might be larger in people who have some disturbances, because young people, healthy people, they already have almost optimal systems.
Mm. Can not receiving enough noise and not having enough kind of that background noise in our life affect a human brain and how it affect people, I guess, in their everyday life?
That's a very good question. Well, there's some research actually going on at the moment to look into the role that noise has in the brain itself. I don't talk about this outside noise, but also about internal noise. So there is some research going on to see how this relates to some clinical conditions.
It's absolutely fascinating stuff. I really wouldn't have in a million years guessed that this was going on in our brains. It's really interesting. Onno, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning, for teaching us something this morning.
Thank you very much.